This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, ear jockeys. Dave Harmon here. Full confession, I am not in this week's episode of Dragon Friends. Do you want to know why? Because I was sick, real sick. I'm talking like no good. It was a bad scene. I was in ER for a day. I'm feeling much better now. I had a boiled egg for lunch and everything seems to be working again. So that's all good news. Carlo Ritchie, our favorite son of Wickshire, is coming in as DM. He does a great job. Enjoy the show.
Scant moments have passed since the dragon friends discovered themselves in a laboratory with more questions than answers. Ooh. What to where does the portal lead? What fits in the mysterious little dish? All these questions perplex the dragon friends as they stand in Friezo's lab, surrounded by machinations most fierce, discoveries of personal and indeed global mass murder. This is truly a horrific place. The dragon friends are now at a loss of what to do next.
Just a real quick catch up. What was this mass murder that was mentioned?
Did you guys hear that as well? It was weird that voice just came in and said the word mass murder.
Oh, sorry, is this microphone on? Well, I'll just turn that off.
I believe that you're referring to all the weapons that are still available.
The various things that are scattered about. You guys are in Friezo's lab. There's an orb that has significant powers of death, like a mysterious device that you thought might have activated the portal, which you know just kills you over and over again in various different ghastly ways.
Yes.
You're standing in front of a portal, which all you know about it is it has some vague connection to Hing's innocent past.
But
it reminds him of home.
It's not activated yet, though, is it?
It's not activated.
There seems to be some sort of hole or...
like a sort of keyhole.
Like a mysterious dish, would you say?
That wouldn't be my first choice.
I'm going to do an investigation check to see if there's anything in the room that can fit into the dish.
It's not a dish. Let's be so clear about this.
It's a groove?
It's like a keyhole, but you don't know what the key is.
All right, what'd I get?
It's nothing is stuck.
It's too big a dice for the... Do it.
It lives in the dice tower forever. It's the Rapunzel of dices.
I rolled a two.
That's a two.
There could be a heap of things that go into that.
But he tries.
Is it like a hole that if... So Baston looks into it. Can he see the bottom?
Hello? Yeah. It's a dish. It's not a well.
Yeah, it's basically... It looks like some... It's obviously purposely made to fit a particular object.
I put my finger in it. What happened?
It's too big. It's quite big.
My finger's too big?
Your finger's too small.
Okay,
no,
I put my head
no
in it.
No one's ever said that.
Your head is too big. Ooh. So it's somewhere between Baston's head and Filch's finger is the device that will
activate. When you look into it, it seems to almost taper to a point.
Oh. What's the outer shape?
Just like a kind of rim, like a gold rim.
Is it circular? Is it square?
Circle. We need an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Is there an ice creamery in this tower, Friezo?
On screen.
Oh. Oh, what was his fucking name?
Chunkerson.
Chunkerson.
Chunky Chunkerson.
And what do they sound like? You sound like me?
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Oh,
hello. Chunkerson, do you know what device activates this portal?
No, that was something that that you never actually managed to...
Do we have the lance with us still?
The lance is a sphere.
Wait. No. Canonically, we know that Friezo's chongus is like disrupted. Is it perfectly conical?
I put it to you, there is only one way to find out.
Or, just to be the devil's advocate here, maybe it's not chonker sized.
So it's not donger sized.
Yeah, because they said it was bigger than my finger. Ew.
Bop, bop, bop.
Bop, bop.
Comedy.
What you do know is you can kind of guess that this, whatever this device is connected somehow to the portal. And what you know about the portal is that Friezo, you feel some connection to this portal in terms of it reminds you of home.
Do I still have my wand? No.
Oh, I don't know. It's a Dave question.
No, you've got a magic sword now.
Yeah, you've got a magic sword that you haven't used.
Hexblade. Ah.
You're a hexblade.
Let's try. Let's jam the old hexblade in there. See what happens then.
Someone in the audience just whispered, "You've got Jesus."
You've got a hex blade in a hole, is what happens.
Mm. And then nothing else?
Nothing else. But you can leave it there if you want. It does fit in.
So wait, the hex blade... So the object is larger than a hex blade then?
Yes. Yeah, so let's say slight... Yeah, more round.
It fits like an umbrella would fit in an umbrella stand.
How deep is it?
Not snug.
You can't really tell how deep it is, but maybe like 3 feet, so you can.
I didn't know Friezo when he first started being a warlock, but did he ever have a pointy hat?
Oh.
Yeah, all the time. That's canon. I put that in. Every adventure's always had a pointy hat.
But downstairs, wasn't there a room full of his garments and all of the outfits that he's worn?
Jeremy Scaleson pipes up. Friends, Friezo. I think we should get back to the ship. I don't think Friezo should come into any more knowledge that he may or may not find useful. It may be to our benefit to remove him from this place. It may be to our benefit to get out of here. It may be our benefit just to get as far away from this disgusting terror hole as possible.
You know, we never thought when we were trying to jam things into the hole, should we? Never paused to think.
This could be the undoing of all of us. So let's think on it. We can always come back if we need to, but we won't. We might. Maybe we will. Who's right with me?
At that point, Friezo is going to cast invisibility. So if they leave, he's not going with them.
Mm. Okay, you want to... So you're going to stay.
Split
the party.
Does that spell have verbal components?
That's a great question, Hing.
Let me get out my invisibility. Casting time. You want to... No. It's V and S. V, I think, stands for vertical, not verbal, though.
No,
so
it's verbal.
I'm standing upright.
I'm going to try and kick the words right out of his mouth.
You can't. I'm doing it too quick.
It must have been while you were kissing me.
Can I reach out and hold his hand?
Too late. I've already done it.
I throw my cloak over him.
I'm running around. All right, do it. Do a check to see if you can get the cloak on me.
It's a 17, bitch.
I want to kick him, too. Two, I miss.
All right, so that's a touch attack, but my armor class is...
This is Carlo's job. Shut the fuck up.
So because you're preparing a spell and you're having to start to mouth and shape the spell in itself, you can take an attack of opportunity. You've rolled 17 for that,
yep,
which means you do hit. So all you need to do is it's going to ignore Friezo's armor. So I'm going to allow you to make this attack. What are you trying to do, though?
So I've thrown my cloak. I've whipped it around my neck off, thrown it over him, and I've put my arms around him, and I'm bundling him out of there like a toddler who's had too much ice cream.
You're going to try and pin his arms?
Grapple.
Yep. Okay, sweet. Now, grappling doesn't exist in 5th edition. I know that.
What?
What, everyone just forgot how to do it? Everyone's like,
the 3.5 rules were very, very complicated. The 5th edition are much easy. So you're just now grappled, I believe.
Which doesn't exist.
Yeah. All right.
But you are invisible.
The rules for grappling are much more easy. So you're now pinned. By
you
Simon.
You better stop wriggling right now, mister. I'm taking you back to the ship.
You're not the boss of me.
I am the boss of you. Now,
you can't hold him forever, and he has a chance to break out of this with an opposing strength check, but if you want to do something very quickly, you could get out of here before it was necessary.
All right, so should we go?
Yeah, I'm going to assist Jeremy Scaleson in holding him down and squishing him to the floor.
Yep, sweet.
9 plus 6 for strength is 15.
Ooh. Yeah, sweet. All right, so you're now both grappling. So you guys are going to have to make a decision unless you want Hing to take a chance to break out of this.
Come on!
Okay, all right. Let's, we can press our bracelets.
So you guys are going to activate the bracelets and go back to the heart of glass?
Back to the ship. Oh, or should we go to the ice creamery? We never found out if there was an ice creamery. In the tower.
Hing, is there an ice creamery?
Cool, so you guys press the bracelets, go back to the
beep,
ship.
Beep, 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 beep.
Logan's voice crackles onto the bracelet speakers.
Oh, the defenses are down. What? I can talk to you now. Oh, hi, guys.
Who were you talking to just now?
Oh, no, I was talking to you. I just suddenly realized I was talking to you. Huh? Long time no chat, hey?
How long have we been in this tower for?
About a week.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
That's
possible
weird.
The time moves different in there.
What? Have we got beards?
What did we miss?
I don't look at your face.
I can't.
Look at each other's faces.
So it is.
So you guys are alive. Wackadoo. Huh?
So it is possible that somehow Hing's laboratory, Friezo's laboratory, has some sort of time delay. Uh-huh. So the time is obviously traveling differently here than on the Heart of Glass.
Logens, can you boop us out of here?
Yeah, I absolutely can. I've got strong readings on all of you. Before I do, though,
yeah,
can you guys make a real big promise not to be cross, okay?
I can't see any reason why I wouldn't promise that.
Okay, that's a yes from Baston.
All right, promise.
Promise?
I promise.
hang on a second. Did you say...
I promise.
Did you...
I think your word you're looking for is pumice.
Yes.
For that scaly Friezo? Skin of yours.
Friezo?
I think I'm still bundled.
I take that as a yes.
And unless I can speak, in which case I cast the spell.
And he's good enough for me, and he hits the button, and you feel your stomach lurch in a familiar way, and the room around you dissolves.
And you appear in the lower deck room, the lower deck rec room of the Heart of Glass.
What's in this rec room?
Billiards table,
full
coffee
size?
Machine.
Nespresso, anyone?
It's half size, and very tall. Very tall. Taller than you'd
want. Did we remember Bobson?
Bobson was still in the ship.
Oh, cool.
There's like an Atari game thing, but you think it's going to be free. You're like, oh, that's great, because they'd put that on and it'd be free. But it takes credits. Oh. And
is there a big buck hunter?
There's big buck hunter.
And there's a painting of a dog with the eyes of a human. Just sort of on the back wall.
Yeah.
Legends. So you guys land on the lower rec room. Hing is still under a sheet being held by you guys. Hing, you can now, if you want, try and break free of that grapple.
Yep. All right.
So there's two of them holding you, so you're going to need to roll 2d20s.
I rolled a 14. Oh, I need to roll 2d20s?
Yeah, and take the lower score of one of those.
All right, a 14 and a...
6.
Okay. You are trapped in a sheet, my friend.
Dang it!
Immortal! Power beyond imagining.
Oh, yeah, if I kill myself and I come back to life, do I get out of the sheet?
No, you die in the sheet and then you come back in the sheet.
I'm going to hold my breath for a long time anyway.
Actually, we have in the past sort of had it glitch so he's about a foot away, potentially. I mean, I just want to see him die again.
How are you going to kill yourself under
hold
the
my breath.
I don't know if you can hold your breath until you die. Although if you know that you're only going to come back anyway.
I think that's a pretty big constitution.
Of willpower?
Willpower?
Yeah, yeah. You want to try this?
Yep. I'm going to hold my breath.
This is so unpleasant.
That is a 10. Is that enough constitution to hold your breath? Probably
not.
Yeah.
You hold your breath for 30 seconds and then make that noise and you piss yourself.
All right.
Write it down. Write down that you pissed yourself.
Do I take any damage? Do you take any damage for pissing yourself?
Piss damage.
Only to your psychic self. Yeah.
Legends.
As you guys look around, as you guys sort of take stock of the room that you're in, you notice that immediately there's something that's quite off about the space. It's not the heart of glass that you left. The sparse chrome and crystal retrofuturism of the heart of glass has been replaced with sort of intricate brocaded walls and, you know, old lounges and sort of rotting velveteen curtains. It's altogether very different interior design than you remember at the heart of glass.
What do we think? Yay or nay?
As captain, me have to approve all interior design choices. Me furious. Me promise not to be cross. Me furious. Legends.
Yep. I've got very little time. Very, very little time. I can probably answer.
Legends, you son of a mum. What have you done?
Filch,
why it look different?
Well, that was a decision that was made.
Don't use passive voice to get out of this problem.
Wait, so
sounds like a conversation you've had with Ben before.
So Filch is illiterate, but she understands grammar. Is that?
Yeah, because I think she's got low intelligence but quite high wisdom.
Okay,
that's
grammar's wisdom and spellings and
yes,
literacy's intelligence.
Read a fucking book.
I can't. What have you? Why everything look different and weird?
Okay, if you'll let me talk. If you'll let me talk, Phil.
Oh, you've got some attitude, young
guys,
man.
Guys, can we all just calm down?
Guys, I'm going to be somewhere, but look.
You live here.
You're in a ship that you are.
Yeah, well, you know, you said that and now I kind of realize that you were talking down to me a lot and that you kind of didn't really...
Who gave you self-esteem? Hey. I thought we programmed Filch, no self-esteem.
Can you listen to what Lodgins is saying?
There have been, in the time you were gone, and I want to say this real up top, knowing that I thought you were dead because I couldn't reach you and that tower was really scary, there has been a change in management. And to that end, I have to go attend to some guests.
Wait, who's the boss?
Beep!
Oh,
did you
Logan?
Just say beep?
Yeah.
Because you know that's not how calls end here. When calls end, we say over, and then we go...
Over! Yeah.
Just the goal to come onto our ship and after not even a week, redecorating.
You notice that the air is kind of clawing. It smells of cigar smoke, death, and lilac.
Oh yeah, cloying.
Cigars, that's exactly the smell of cloying.
Yeah, it really is, huh?
Wow, you're a great DM, Carlo.
You know, I just am reading the notes that Dave gave.
But they sound so good when you say them.
Love you,
I'm
going to
tell Dave you're flirting with his DM.
All right, so let's follow this scent. Baston, use your nose to follow the scent.
Yes, what do I smell? Wait, you already told me?
Follow your nose.
Is there anything? Is the smell coming from behind the couches?
It's sort of. I guess you would say it's ubiquitous. Like the whole
kind
space.
Kind of everywhere. There's probably not like an ambipur thing plugged in.
Take
you can hear the
out
every now and then. Just it sounds like someone's sneezing in the corner.
If someone's taken over, they're probably in the boss part of the ship.
To the bridge.
The bridge.
So, I mean, before you go there, you're going to have to leave the room. Do you want to leave the room?
Should we? Yeah, I'm going to go press the button that opens the door.
Okay, when you open the door, you see that this room is not the only one that's been redecorated. That
someone really went to town on this ship, let me tell you that.
This corridor has now been painted a kind of burgundy with tacky gold leaf. Oh, like that.
Ben is referring to the theatre in which we perform.
I was like, I can't usually manages. Describe things with imagination. How am I? Oh, I'm just saying what I see. More drapes. And you see, for the first time since you arrived, a figure at the end of the corridor. He seems to be kind of potentially just sort of standing. You don't know if he's standing guard or if he's just idling, but he's just there.
Am I still bundled in the sheet?
I'd say we probably have him
Well, I've gotten off. I forgot he was under there.
Hey, if Friezo is invisible, maybe Friezo should sneak up and have a good look at this fella.
No, I never got to be invisible.
Well, yeah. you can cast the spell.
Well, you could do it now.
yeah, but it's not for mischief.
Jeremy's going to say to Friezo, you behave, or you are going to bed right now.
He hates bed.
All right, I'm going to cast invisibility. Oh, don't I have an eye? Don't I have an eye I can cast?
You got two.
Two eyes?
Oh, come on.
That was a damning silence.
I am going to... No, we don't need to... Let's just walk up to him. Let's walk up to this person.
Are you just trying to figure out what this guard is doing?
Wait, you said
he was a guard? He's a guard.
What this figure is doing?
Oh.
You can just take observation.
Let's approach.
All right. As you approach the guy, you see that this mysterious figure. You know, it's just sort of deep in thought, looking at something at the wall. Do you guys want to you want to try and move silently? You want to sneak up on this character? You want to just walk
we,
right
like,
up
do
to
a,
him?
Do a hand over mouth drag away for questioning?
Mm. I think we're approaching him from the front, aren't we?
No, he's got his back to
you. Oh, no, he got his back to you.
Yeah, let's do that then.
All right, you're in charge. I do that. I sneak up.
Okay.
The half orc.
Yeah.
I sneak up.
Stealth.
It's carpet, so I mean, it's not going to be a lot of noise.
By the way, I always imagine, I may have said this before, like,
she has to say the word sneak. You are correct.
But also I imagine it's like when Fred Flintstone bowls in his old twinkle toes.
Yeah, very much so.
Quick poll for the audience and the Dragon Friends. Is Move Silently Check still in 5th edition of Dragon Friends?
It's just called Stealth.
It's still just called Stealth?
Stealth.
Make a Stealth check. DC 14. You're on quite plush carpet.
It's real nice.
It's very, very nice.
The carpet's new too, you can tell.
Dexterity.
Eight.
Eight.
No. Yep. Okay. Somehow the carpet creaks.
Or it just goes flump quite loudly.
Yeah. It really flumps.
And the figure, startled by this noise, turns around and you see that he does not have a face, but he has a familiar lacquered mask.
It is indeed one of the favored.
From the fucking ship.
From the what?
From the Saturnine.
Oh, those bastards!
Jeremy keeps walking straight ahead and is like, "What ho, guards, stand aside for the captain."
Yes, I don't know you. You know me. Step aside, you little rat.
the guard kind of hesitates, not really expecting to see anybody here, not quite sure what to do.
Yep. And then he's like, "Oh, Lady Cassandra." And then he looks at you.
Oh.
And he's like, "Oh, I thought you said the captain."
Yes, the captain of the Heart of Glass.
Lady Cassandra.
No, I think you'll find that Filge, surname withheld, is captain of the Heart of Glass.
Well, that may have been the case some time ago. As it stands, you are guests on board the ship until sufficient conveyance can be found, and you should be lucky to not be contained to quarters.
Quick dragon huddle. The last time we saw Lady Cassandra, she and Bobby had a tryst of sorts, and I think he left her somewhat jilted. But now Bobby is dead. Let us tell her we killed him to avenge her and win her favor.
So, just a quick catch up. I was kind of in another dimension for a while. So, who is this? What are you?
The lacquered faced guard also like, "Yeah, I'm just going to step back from this huddle."
You are not invited into the dragon huddle.
I got caught up and I thought I could be part of it.
No.
It formed around me in a way. So,
Lady Cassandra is a planeswalker from the planet Mean Stuff. She's very old and very horny, famously.
From the plane of Carcosa, but close.
Yeah.
Scaleson, is she cool?
She's a baddie.
Oh, no.
And we were on her ship. Which was called the Saturnine.
But now she's on our ship, which is called the Heart of Glass.
And I mean, to be honest, fair's fair, we did try to start a revolution on her ship.
Oh.
So...
But you weren't there, and she's quite horny. Tit for tat.
Tit for tat, eh?
All right, I will sleep with her.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cut. Take me to your mistress.
Bring us to Lady Casilda.
Oh, we wish to. You want me in the huddle now? Wow. Mm.
We're out of the huddle now.
Right. Well.
Bring us to her. We wish to make talking with her.
You want to parlay with the captain?
Party with the captain.
I don't just take anybody up to the captain. If I did, I wouldn't have a job, and I have a nice job with good benefits
what,
and
door
super.
Door standing.
The lacquered face guard kind of hints at the fact that getting to the bridge won't be any easy task. You remember from the past that the lift shafts, the elevator shafts, are now full of bodies.
Did we not clean them up?
I thought we told
Bobson to do that.
I thought we told Bobson to clean up those bodies.
Where's Bobson Dugnut?
Oh, do you mean Bobson Dugnut?
Well, yes.
He starts searching through some notes that he has in his
book. Bobson Dugnut, that name doesn't, no, ring a bell. I've got his most exalted Dugnut, master of beverages, favoured of our mournful mistress and chief sexual consort of the Lady Casilda.
Could that be who you mean?
That little horn dog.
Well, best on.
Can you take us to his horny Dugnut?
I may be able to see if Bobson Dugnut will see you. In the meantime, please confine yourself to this deck and the deck above. And then he walks off.
All right.
Let's go to the deck above.
Deck above.
Deck above. Deck above.
Deck above. Deck up.
Okay, you guys follow through these like plush hallways with their sort of rotting. Everything is very close and sticky. It's all kind of gross.
Why is it all so sticky?
They just used a lot of secondhand stuff they didn't clean. They just put it up straight away.
You really get the sense that this has been done in a real rush.
Heart of glass was very sterile, very easy to hose down. They've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, they've had some real cowboys up in here. You know what I mean? Like they've really rushed it. The wallpaper's already kind of coming off.
It's like they put the ship on like one of those renovation shows where they do your house over in a weekend, but like it's on TV budget, so it's real cheap and nasty.
Yeah, it's like that, except they've knocked all the holes in and then not rebuilt the walls in a way. You know,
it's tapestries over them.
Yeah.
And as you walk through the corridors, you kind of see your Tinker Gnomes, your loyal crew, now in sort of gaudy uniforms, not unlike the crew that you saw in the Saturnine, and they don't acknowledge you.
Yeah, they seem totally busied about themselves, and totally unplussed that their former captain and crew are walking past them at any time. You guys get up onto the middle deck of the ship, and boy, is it a fine deck. I'm talking columns. And that's about it. it looks like it's being set up into some sort of communal hall.
Yeah, or I mean, potentially also, like you think that this could be based on a couple of the tables that are around the beginnings of a casino that is going to be built.
But it's again unfinished. There's like loose tables in various stacks and chairs over across. The Tinker Gnomes are sort of just walking around doing various odd jobs, painting the walls. One of them's done a blackboard. They're putting his. They're doing some cool art on that. It's like a person, but with the eyes of a dog.
Are there any windows on this room to the outside?
Just to see in space.
Yeah.
At the far end of this column is like just a massive round window. It's projected on the inside of the room. So this is actually a window. It's being projected from the outside.
Do we have a sense of is the ship where we left it, or is it like? Do we have any sense of where we are in the nine known worlds?
Are we in the outer space?
Hard to say from here. It's not moving. The ship is definitely stable. You can't hear the drum of engine.
But can we see the ice planet?
You can see the Deadlands, yeah.
Okay, so we're still on the Deadlands.
Okay.
Hmm.
What did this used to be?
What?
What did this? What was this room before it got changed into the quasi-casino thing?
It was the Heart of Glass Casino, but you just never went there.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't really had a chance to explore a lot of the
so
ship.
We wouldn't know.
So
okay.
You wouldn't know, but you imagine it could have been some sort of enormous mess hall.
Are there any crew around who we can talk to?
There's a bunch of Tinker Gnomes, yeah, just painting the walls.
All right, let's go up to... I want to find the one who looks like they're the worst at their job. Like the most incompetent... Is there a Tinker Gnome who's just like really flobbing about and he's...
There's like a Tinker Gnome just sort of morosely stirring paint, just staring into its eddying pools, just contemplating.
Just drinking a bit.
Yeah. Having little sips from a tiny hip glass.
All right, so I'm gonna approach this Tinker Gnome. Are they a lady or a man?
A wee lady.
A wee lady? All right. Hello, madam. My name is Friezo, and it looks like you've got... What do you got there? Some paint.
Is this charm? Is this?
Yeah, are you trying to charm this?
No, this is just how people start conversations.
It's absolutely not.
You do. Yeah,
this is the formula for a conversation. There, right? Hello there. What have you got there? Insert thing that you can see.
Yeah, that is literally something that Friezo learnt from a book.
Yes, but when you talk, wait. When you talk to someone, you say hello. That is universal.
And no one's disputing that.
Yeah. I think that part of the interaction, tick, tick, tick.
Okay.
Is that what you said to me when you saw me, what do you got there, a shirt?
Oh, wearing that? You're wearing that, are you?
What do you got there, Simon? You got a nice shirt. That's cool. Yeah.
I thought it was a nice compliment.
It's very off-putting. And she is off-put. She's put off. She leans away from you and continues to stir.
Sorry, did I lie to you? Is that not paint? Is there an inaccuracy in my claim that it is paint?
She puts her hand up like this and...
A high five!
And her supervisor kind of trundles over and says, is this man bothering you, Jacinta?
And what? That was the question was to Jacinta.
She just kind of nods and goes back to the paint, kind of a little bit embarrassed because you've embarrassed her.
All right, what do I see? Who, describe to me this supervisor.
He's wearing a little pair of like kind of Geordie overalls. They've got little golden frills on the shoulder straps. Uh-huh. Wearing a little cap, and on the front of it, it's got embroidered foreman. But that's obviously not been factory made. It's been done by themselves.
Yeah, potentially in his own head.
Four quite big, and then man is squeezed into a tiny little corner. Yeah.
All right, so taking all that.
Tinker Gnome.
Yeah. Tinker Gnome, yeah.
So taking all that in, Friezo is going to say, oh, hello there, foreman. What do you got there? A nice cap and some overalls? Is that what you got? That's cool.
Sir, I appreciate the attempts to be friendly, but this area is closed off to guests, so we don't mind you milling around. But in the meantime, please don't talk to employees.
Oh, I'm very sorry about
Wait,
that. But just between...
There are... What guests?
Well, all the investors that come on to see the ship, you know, to make it ready.
Got to be awful nice to them.
Ready for what?
Including yourselves if you've put money into the ship.
When did
Thank
we go
you
public?
Very much. But it's a bit dangerous here, as you see. She's got some paint. as you yourself, sir, observed. That could splash. He's got a ladder that could fall on you.
Oh, yeah, this is a ladder that I've got here, yeah. And it could go any which way.
Hey, what do you got there? A ladder, is it? That's cool.
Carl has a sword that we told him to stop bringing to work.
I just like to have the sword on hand, is all.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of...
What if there's a sword fight and I don't have my sword? The day I don't bring it is the day you all regret I didn't bring my sword. And I think you all owe it to me that I've never threatened you, any of you. It's a very sharp sword. I keep it very sharp. I sharpen it every Saturday, thank you very much, after breakfast.
Carl!
Have breakfast,
Carl.
Sharpen my sword.
Carl!
I'm sorry, I'm sick of people ragging me about my sword.
Nobody's taking your sword, Carl. I was just...
They better not be taking it.
I get it, man. I get it. I pack swords, too.
Carl?
You all get to keep your swords. I have to explain mine every day of my life.
When was the last time you got to have a sword fight, Carl?
If I'm being honest, I've only ever practiced against trees and the like. And when I say trees, I painted trees, and then I fought them.
And this is a den of gambling, is it not? Well, we are guests. We are investors, as you yourself, Mr. Supervisor, claimed. And we are here to partake in some gambling before we put some of our golden dragoons on. That's the money we use in this world, right?
Sure, credits. Or that's a nickname for credits.
Yeah, golden credits are brought to this ship, and we demand to put our money on a cockfight of sorts.
You notice that all the Tinker Gnomes, as soon as you mention the fact that you're investors and that somehow like there's some importance of impressing you, they're all like right to it. They're like, well, of course. They start hustling around, pushing Carl forward. He's stoked as well.
All right. Who will fight Carl?
I just sort of feel like I need to sort of... first of all, I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself. And I think this is a real taste of the sort of thing that when the project's finished, you could enjoy. And I would say also that my name isn't Foreman. It's Jeremy...
Is it?
Is it?
Jeremy...
He's lying! His name's Foreman!
It's Foreman, but... If you could maybe mention to Lady Casilda the how hospitable me and my team were, that would certainly go a long way.
We're truly devoted to her. If you could just keep putting a good word, I mean, we're told I love her. I love her so much.
Oh, I love her face. I love her.
I'd give her my sword. I would give her my sword.
I don't know if you've heard. No memory of your last captain, who you also loved very much.
We've only ever had Lady Casilda.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware.
What the bonk?
Carla, do we get the sense that these people are being earnest in their decries of love, or can we
sense something kind of potentially glassy in their demeanor?
Yeah.
Right. So do we sense a fear in their voice?
No, it's free of fear, but there's something odd about their behavior.
Can I do an arcana check and see if they've been cursed?
Ooh. You can do an arcana check. Yep.
It's 20.
20.
Amazing. You notice the telltale signs of charm. Like they've all been charmed by quite powerful magic.
I can't remember anyone from the show. I wanted to say that can't. Oh, fuck it.
What?
Charmed.
Oh, like Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, I was going to say I want to telltale as Alyssa Milano.
Do you want to do it again for the podcast, buddy?
No, it's okay. All this should stay in as a warning to others.
But yes, these are definitely not acting under their own free will. They're definitely beholden to Lady Casilda or somebody's charm.
Quick dragon huddle. Baston, I think you should fight Carl to see how strong the charm spell is.
All right. Now, sounds good. Apparently, I have counter charm, and I could spend a turn performing to give all allies advantage versus charm.
Yeah, you could definitely use counter charm in this situation, but in terms of uncharming the whole ship, there would just be too many.
Need like a master spell.
Yeah, you would need to.
Need a microphone or something?
Really, really work at it for a few weeks.
All right. Well, shut down then, I guess.
You could certainly, you could uncharm these couple of Tinker Gnomes if you wanted.
Okay. Yeah, right. May as well get some info out of them. Either that or we're making them fight to the death because we're bored, so.
Maybe we uncharm them and they can get us out of here.
Okay.
Work your magic, Skelson.
All right, well, I guess, I don't know if you guys know this, but actually I'm a bard. So
what are they, like song spells or something?
Yeah, I guess so. Dave wasn't real clear on this. We did make this character in the 5 minutes after Bobby died in the interval.
So you were very emotional.
Yeah, that's right. So bards traditionally do sing...
okay, well, I'll sing you a stirring tale of your previous master.
Okay, do you want a beat?
I think not a rap beat, just a musical, or I could just a cappella.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I guess. Oh, Captain Filge was a wily cap. She traveled through space. She had a very lovely face. But more than that, she had the will of 1,000 iron orcs, and she would have beaten up all these dorks.
Woo! Who else?
Sound great. And a round of applause for the Scarrett brothers doing the music tonight.
You.
Did that do it? I don't know.
Yep. The small crew of Tinker Gnomes around you suddenly come out as if from a deep sleep.
So Jacinta, Carl, Foreman,
Yep, and the other one.
And the other one.
Who had a ladder.
And yeah. Ladder.
Oh, where the hell am I? Where's my sword? Oh. Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, yeah, weren't you the captain?
Captain Filch and Baston and... Yeah. Free. Well, I Phil? Don't remember your
I think
name.
It's Phil.
Phil?
And, no, you I don't know.
I'm new, but that's fine.
Great song, though. Can I say that?
No, thanks.
You've all been charmed. Do you know what's been happening?
No, we've been charmed.
There's been a spell on you. There's been a spell on you. You've not been acting under your own free will.
All right, that checks out.
We are your own. We are your only allies, and we are your only way out of here.
Well, we've got each other.
What? What was the last thing you remember before just now?
Last thing I remember, you guys had just left for the tower. Mm-hmm. Then a couple of days passed, and then there was like a boarding party with this very old and horny lady.
And then they locked themselves in the bridge, and they sealed us all down here, and then, you know what? Here I am.
Hmm.
All right. We need to get to that bridge.
This isn't cool, guys.
Is there a service passage? Are there secret tunnels in this ship that can get us up to the bridge? That can get us there undetected that you guys know about?
Well, there's the wet ways. And they're not called wet because they're dry, let me tell you that.
Why are they called the wet ways?
They're wet!
Yeah, the Tinker Gnomes explained to you that running all through the ship are like a various like ventilation tunnels and things, but because of like the various humidity of running a ship this big, they're like very dank, damp passages that run all through the ship, and you can access the bridge that way.
Would we fit in them?
Yeah, you would. Yeah, they're made to do maintenance on the ship. The Tinker Gnomes can kind of run along them, and their passages are sort of hidden in various points along the ship.
Tinker Gnomes, you are now our secret agents.
Well, I mean, we just got out of somebody else's thrall, so... All right, yep.
What?
Yeah, no, sure.
But, you know, of your own free will.
Oh, yeah, so it's pay gig? Or?
Yeah, and I bring out the copy of the firm, which I took from the tower.
Oh!
That's for you, for your loyalty.
Thank you. This is very big.
Never forget your real captain.
Maybe some promotions are in order, Filch.
And yes, promotions will be in order. If you can possibly... Is there a way for you to now uncharm your friends?
No.
Okay, well, just stay loyal.
And you guys are trying to persuade these guys to help you
and
now.
Lead us to the...
I mean, they technically will follow you. Like, they're your...
Yeah, but, you know, it's nice to, you know, respect your employees. Mm-hmm. That's a copy of the firm for you. Carl, you can have one of my swords when I'm done with it.
Two swords! Oh, that'll be Sunday covered.
I've got some gum. That's for you, Jacinta.
Oh, thank you.
And she
puts it in her mouth and chews it.
Very good. And anyone else have any little trinkets?
You've got
to
some
give
little
our
ivory
friends?
Animals.
Oh, I've got an ivory miniature for you, ladder man.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so don't forget us.
All right, so we're going to come with you?
Yes, take us to the bridge.
Yeah, and then take us to the bridge.
Hey, what animal did you give him?
I don't think I was told what we had.
You're talking about the necklace that you got?
The ivory miniatures that I found in the pocket of a coat.
Yeah. Oh, yep. So you've got an ebony fly, a golden lion, a marble elephant, and a wooden man.
What's your favourite?
Ooh, I like the bee. Was that listed?
No.
I think you heard the word ebony.
There's a dead bee in your hand. It just happened at that point to die.
Right, you can have the bee.
And I have a dead bee now. Okay, great.
The Tinker Gnomes lead you along the wall. When they get to a certain point, they kind of fiddle around with the wall, touching various points of it, and that opens a hidden compartment that slides backwards in on itself and then slides out of the way to reveal a sort of web work of quite close passages running through the ship.
Mm-hmm. But they can guide us to the bridge from here?
Oh, we could take you right to the bridge, yes.
All right, Dragon Huddle, when we get to the bridge, what is the plan?
We got to think of a way to kill her and then take her the ship back, I assume.
Well, do we want to just... Because the... Look, as science officer, I am confident that we need a plan... and a plan would be good.
More pressing. Frieza, can we...
I'm mimicking me chop her head off.
Yeah. Wait, what about the ball, the lance?
Oh, where's the lance?
The lance is in the...
In the throne.
In the throne. We should
She's probably got that.
But Jeremy, you've got the other thing.
Yeah, I've got the other sphere. But I want to know, Frieza, from you, can we trust you on this?
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Frieza, we need you to promise that in your quest to be a god, you don't plan to do anything naughty or mean.
I feel like
we're not saying you can't be a god.
You just have to be a benevolent god.
I feel like, given that I'm immortal, why can't we kill this person and take the ship back?
Aren't planeswalkers immortals as well?
Well, look, but then her and I are just going to be caught in some sort of eternal tango.
Works for me, let's go.
Murdering us, murdering each other forever. That's the worst case scenario is she's also immortal, all right?
Cool.
But best case scenario, we just wait here for 100 years while I murder her over time.
What?
Or however long it takes, I don't know.
Are you like one of those dogs that thinks it's the size of whatever dog it's looking at? Like, do you not think everyone else is immortal?
No, I'm saying that's the worst case scenario, she's immortal.
Sure, okay.
Do you guys want to go into the tunnel, or I mean, I've got other things, like I've got bread and I've got a bacon.
Oh, don't you want that sword?
I would actually like that sword, right. You're right.
Okay, take us up and we'll make a plan on the way.
All right, so you guys are going to go into the tunnel and make your way to the bridge?
Yeah.
All right. As you make your way into the tunnel, you start working your way into the dark confines of this mysterious space that you've never been on the ship. What mysteries will lie there in wait for you? Will the dragon friends find their way to the bridge? Will the wet ways prove to be more wet than imagined? And will the Tinker Gnomes be as helpful companions as they thought they would be? Find out in the next episode of The Dragon Friends.
Come on, Richie, ladies and gentlemen.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Eden Lacey, and Simon Greiner, and are usually DM'd by me, Dave Harmon, but this week are DM'd by Carlo Ritchie. Shakira Khan designs our website. The podcast is mixed by Beth McMullen, recorded live at Giant Dwarf Theatre with music by Dan and Liam Scarrett. Bye!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.